We are getting close to the end of the octave of Easter. Only one more day, actually. And we've been having all these readings, mostly from John, to help us enter into the mystery of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Risen from the dead. Now, the first reading all week after the first day has been how Peter and John healed a crippled man at the beautiful gate. Now just think of our Lord's desire to be known, to be loved, to offer salvation. This man sat at the beautiful gate. That's the one that's all closed up right now for centuries. It's the one that faces the Mount of Olives. Anyway, he sat there every day. Everybody in the city knew that man and knew he was crippled. That's the one Jesus wanted to heal. He wanted the whole world to know who he is and what he can do for us. So, Peter was, as you remember, was inspired to say, listen, I don't have any silver or gold, but what do I have? I have the power of Jesus Christ. What I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. And he did. And that got known, obviously, throughout the whole city and beyond. When finally the officials confronted him, you just heard how this fisherman from Galilee, an energetic, intelligent man, he's not a sort of a yes sir, no sir type. In fact, his bones reveal that he was a very strong man. We have his tomb, and we have his bones. And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them. It's funny, isn't it? By what right do you do this? Why, It's quite an essay in our blindness, isn't it? At least start by saying, isn't that great? This guy got healed. Now, how did you do it, and why did you do it, and who's this Jesus? But, no. Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being questioned today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He goes on, there is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. So you see, it's the name of Jesus. When you say the name of Jesus in faith, you are invoking and rendering present to yourself the eternal Son of God, risen from the dead. This is not the same as, by what right do you do this, in the name of the great Jehovah and the First Continental Congress. That's not the same. That's authority, much more authority here. It's the name, to express the name. And there's no other name by which we are to be saved. Paul often quotes that text, right? All those who call on the name of the Lord. Today, practice calling on the name. But when you do it, stop and direct your heart and your mind, you see, your whole inner being, and say, Jesus. Jesus. Let His presence come. Let His peace fill your heart. And in that power, you may heal a crippled man today. Why not? Why not? All Peter had was the name of Jesus, just the way we've got. We have one more gospel after today. And then we'll start. This text, you notice now we've had it all week long. This healing. Reflect on that. Every day this week we've reflected on the healing of that man, the impact on the city, the impact on these men who finally got hauled in. They'll be beaten in a little while because of all this. The name of Jesus, risen from the dead, is spreading. People are being touched. Did you ever think of the miracle of this? I see this fellow get healed. I hear it's in Jesus of Nazareth. And I believe. That's different than saying, that's neat. Good luck, fella. I believe. That's the work of God in us. Every act of faith that is real is moved and sustained by an action of God Himself. It's a theological virtue. How does that happen? How do you get from, I'm glad that Zechariah there got healed, to Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Not just say it, because we say it every day and we're supposed to say it, but say it. That's the wonder of this gift of faith, that I adhere to Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who is the living and eternal Son of God. There's no way I can do that on my own. Every day, all day long, as we turn to the Lord, as we offer Him our lives, as we talk to Him, as we tell Him that we love Him, this is all divine, supernatural action. The Holy Spirit lifting us up to a whole other level of existence. It's a wonder to watch somebody come to faith. It's awesome. Whether it happened through a big, whatever these are, the new program we've had now for a few years, maybe 50. What is that? The RCIA. Or because kaplunk right in front of you, somebody starts to believe. It's both of them are miraculous. So this crippled man becomes a symbol of who God is and what He can do for you. So from becoming nobody, he becomes somebody by the work of God. So I think it's important on this next to last day of the octave, we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And He has revealed Himself to be eternal, divine, infinite, compassionate, and very desirous that people know who He is and what He can do for them.